Calgary, a security expert says those who remember how tight the security was when world leaders gathered in the Alberta backcountry 2 decades ago better buckle up this June when U.S. President Donald Trump comes to call. And Stephen Scott, an RCMP tactical troop team leader in 2002 and now a security expert and private investigator, says the new security X factor is drones. Scott said the tiny flying machines can be utilized for plotting an attack or even surveillance. It's got enough range and it's right over the treetops and you can buzz right in maybe and get unauthorized pictures or drop something. It's also about embarrassing them and putting signs up, he said in an interview. There will be helicopters. There will be people up there. I am sure they'll have their own drones. Scott was involved with the G8 meeting held in Kananaskis 23 years ago. Later this spring, world leaders gather again in Kananaskis country west of Calgary, for the G7 summit from June 15 to 17. Canada will host the leaders of the United States, France, Germany, Japan, the United Kingdom and Italy, as well as the European Union. Scott said when planning events like this, it has been the United States that has been the most demanding when it comes to security measures for their leader. Certainly the Secret Service will want absolute, total control of everything. They want helicopters, they want their own routes, although we pick it for them, and they're very demanding on the coverage and they want more, Scott said. He said the situation with Trump will likely result in even more demands. Even more of a challenge with there already having been attempts on his life. I think they're going to want to bring more people, more armed people we will never know about, he said. I think they'll be deploying more people than usual because I don't think they have that respect for us. Restrictions have already been announced. Summit venues in Kananaskis will be locked down from June 10 to 18 with entry restricted to authorized personnel, residents and businesses, while some trails, day use areas and local businesses will be closed. The Integrated Safety and Security Group, which is coordinating security, is led by the RCMP and includes the Alberta Sheriffs, Alberta Conservation Officers, the Canadian Armed Forces and Calgary Police. Temporary airspace restrictions will also be in place and there will be increased patrols and a police presence in the area. The group said, in recognition of the right to peaceful protest, there will be designated demonstration zones established to provide a safe location for individuals and groups to express their views. In Ottawa, RCMP Commissioner Mike Duhem said he wouldn't be surprised if assistance will be requested from municipal or provincial police forces to help depending on the risk assessment. You can appreciate, when you have the top 7 leaders in the world in one area, there's always a concern for security, and we have some excellent people working on that, and stay tuned. That's all I can say, said Duhem in an interview. It will be a heavy lift. Duhem was asked about the U.S. making special demands on Canada with regard to security. Not that I'm aware of, and even if I was, I wouldn't be at liberty of sharing it with you, he said. With files from Jim Bronskill in Ottawa. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 7, 2025. Bill Graveland, The Canadian Press.